A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were making a cast in the lake with their net, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. Going on from there, he saw another pair of brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in their boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. Craving the Divine. This evening I shall be attending a celebration marking the 10th anniversary of the publication of a small New Zealand Catholic magazine, Tuimotu. The opening delight will be the piping in of the haggis, a traditional Scottish pageant, to honour the patron saint of Scotland, St. Andrew. By legend, Andrew arrived to preach in the town that was named after him, and now, interestingly, is more famous for its golf course. Seemingly, Andrew also appeared on the Black Sea. From this feat, the Russians honour him as their heavenly patron. How Greece claims Andrew as their patron, I've no idea. Would seem Andrew was a much-travelled preacher. Andrew's beginnings as a preacher are told in today's Gospel. As the evangelist Matthew tells it, they are set against the very beginnings of Jesus' preaching and ministry. After his temptations in the desert, Jesus came from Nazareth to Capernaum, beside the Lake of Galilee. Matthew tells this story such a way as to alert us that from the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, something good and great was to happen. He quotes from Isaiah, "The people who dwell in darkness have seen a great light." And it is in this light that Jesus pronounced his first preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus knows instantaneously that even now he needs friends and companions to be with him on his preaching journey. Other mouths to help preach his message, and hands to support it. So he calls two sets of brothers, Simon Peter and our saint of the day, Andrew, together with James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Simon and Andrew leave the nets where they are fishing and follow Jesus' call. James and John give off mending their nets to do the same. There's no hesitation, no questioning of the fact that they are leaving their gainful and lucrative employment and their family and friends. Nothing like this. I often wonder what was going on in the minds of these four, especially Andrew. Like all of us, they were cravers of the divine. But did they have any inkling then that this man was to be their Lord and Savior? What talk had they heard around the town of Capernaum of this strange and charismatic man? Perhaps already they had been charmed by his message. Most of all, I sense that their attraction to the person of Jesus was at the heart of their following, that Jesus' personal magnetism and grace pulled them as no other. As the story is told, they have no option but to follow. But I wonder what their struggles were. Did their wives send messages after them to remonstrate with them? What about their customers on the shore of Galilee? Four less fishermen means a goodly part of the fishing fleet is at risk. You and I are also cravers of the divine, captivated by Jesus. How we heard his message and responded is another thread in the tapestry of Christian faith. Often I know our response yearns to be wholehearted, and yet it remains a struggle. Today, please remember the faith and valor of those who kept small Catholic magazine, Tuimotu, going. It had its origin in the desire to preach through the medium of the written word, and that written word has proved itself powerful in so many ways over 10 years. We will pipe in the haggis and thank God for Jesus' work, word, and life among us, and of course, for the example of Andrew the fisherman. Hallelujah. Sermon for 30th of November. Thanks God. Bye-bye.